There are more than 70 kilometers of partly connected pathways and trails within Moose Jaw, but a new master plan will create a cohesive, destination-based network everyone can enjoy. After nearly a year of work, the Parks and Recreation Department presented the official Trails and Pathways Master Plan during City Council's August 28 Executive Committee meeting. The plan aims to establish a more integrated, safer and versatile trail and pathway system that caters to residents and visitors and allows for greater active transportation. Conversely, it does not seek to expand the network. It also emphasizes enhancing connectivity and improved access to areas such as downtown, the hospital, Saskatchewan Polytechnic, high schools, the Yara Center and 15 Wing Air Base. Background: Parks and Recreation hired contractor Lees Plus Associates in December 2022 to oversee the plan's development. The firm held three stakeholder workshops, two staff workshops, conducted a survey that received 479 responses, held an open house that more than 50 people attended and acquired online feedback about the proposed recommendations. From that, Lees Plus Associates produced a master plan with 17 recommendations to improve the overall system during the next 10 years. Short-term timeframes include 0 to 5 years, medium term includes 5 to 10 years and long term is more than 10 years. Council approved a recommendation to accept the new Trails and Pathways Master Plan. The recommendation will become official once Council approves it as a motion during a future regular meeting. Recommendations: The 17 recommendations are contained within 6 categories. Connectivity. 1. Addressing gaps in the trail and pathway network, short to long-term priority. 2. Providing improved connections for cyclists, medium term. 3. Creating a long-distance continuous asphalt loop, medium term. 4. Improving crossings, short to medium term. Accessibility. 5. Installing curb ramps on sidewalks that are part of the network. Safety. 6. Establishing and applying a trail classification system and standards. Maintenance and amenity improvements. 7. Focusing on priority routes for snow clearing, short term. 8. Collaborating with different departments to develop a cohesive transportation network, short term. 9. Working toward providing amenities based on trail standards. 10. Installing labeled distances on select loops and routes to facilitate training and races, short term. 11. Encouraging winter activities, signage and wayfinding. 12. Updating print and web-based trail maps and information, short term. 13. Adding interpretive signs at main locations to celebrate heritage, ecology and environment. 14. Establishing a consistent wayfinding sign strategy. 15. Creating a trail code of conduct that provides etiquette and safety information for users. Monitoring and reporting. 16. Creating a monitoring and reporting program for the system, short term. 17. Monitoring the use of electric micromobility devices, such as e-scooters, and assessing the need for adjustments to bylaws, trail information and materials about their use on paths, short term. Council support. Coun. Crystal Froese supported the new plan and thought it contained great ideas. I do really appreciate how the maps are connecting our city and we are not creating brand new trails, but connecting existing ones we have, which is really good, she said. Froese was also pleased that Parks and Rec would pursue funding grants, especially since the estimated capital cost to complete all 17 recommendations was roughly $660,000. Moreover, she hoped the 2024 budget included money for some projects. Hopefully, the prices here won't go up any further, she added. City Hall's view. Derek Blaise, director of Parks and Rec, said his team was satisfied with the master plan since it was how they envisioned it would be. We do get a number of inquiries throughout the year on different connection gaps and struggles people have with our existing pathway network, he continued. And a lot of the ones we hear a lot about, throughout this process, they came up as top priorities. So it's nice to see that the community feedback is reflected in this, and we hope to make this a priority. Presentation. Patrick Beach, a landscape designer from Vancouver, explained how the engagement process went. Through an assessment of current trails, comparisons against comparably sized communities, site visits and reviewing existing plans and policies, Lees Plus Associates acquired a better understanding of what Moose Jaw needed, he said. Of the feedback the firm received, it learned that 89% of respondents use the trails daily or once a week, 25% regularly use the trail network to commute and 49% use the network regularly in the winter, Beach continued. Meanwhile, users' top areas of concern included improving existing trails, adding new trail connections, improving ongoing maintenance, addressing off-leash dogs, and improving icy paths. The next executive committee meeting is Monday, September 11. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.